Do you believe that Jesus is your Lord? Well, that depends exactly what that means. Yeah, all this week we've been asking that question time and time again, but what does this mean? We've been unpacking this great verse from the Gospel of Luke. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And we celebrate that and we sing that and we recite that in Christmas programs and we say, Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. But what exactly does that mean that He is the Lord? The Lord isn't a word that we use very often in our days. It's like you go to work on a Monday morning and you see your middle manager, your supervisor, and say, good morning, my Lord. Although you should, I'd like to hear how that turns out. But that's kind of the idea. A Lord literally is someone who has authority. It's someone who gets the last word. They get to make the final call. And we might have different opinions, different preferences, but the Lord in a relationship is the one who gets the last word. And so if we as Christians say that we believe that Jesus is Lord, essentially what we're saying is that He gets the last word. We might agree with Him, we might see His wisdom, we might trust Him, we might not, but He always gets the last word and we agree to follow Him. And that's actually the difficult part of Christmas. I mean, Jesus wasn't just born to be a Savior, a rescuer from sin. He was chosen to be our Lord. If there's one thing I know about my heart, and I'm guessing it's true for your heart too, is that we don't normally like people getting the last word. We don't like it when people tell us what to do. And I see the proof every single Wednesday. I play in an old guys soccer league, like 35 and over. We're trying not to pull a hamstring and survive to go to work on Thursday morning. But do you know who is disrespected week after week and game after game? The Lord of the field, the referee. He's been given authority by the league, but does anyone respect his authority? Does anyone really submit to his decisions when they don't agree? No, people complain and scream over a league that means nothing, which proves that there's a real problem in the human heart. So why would you believe in Christmas? Why would you believe in this Savior who has been born, not just to be your Messiah, but to be your Lord? And the simple answer is because you've read the rest of the story. Because if you know that Jesus was born in a manger, but He didn't stay there. He lived a perfect life, and then He went to a cross to forgive you of your sins so that He could be your Savior, to be your rescuer. If you know that Jesus used His last word, all His cosmic authority, not to condemn you or judge you, but to forgive you and save you, well, then you take a deep breath and you trust Him as Lord. That whatever you think about relationships or marriage or work or politics, you would submit your decision and say, Jesus, if You gave up everything for me, if You use Your authority like that, I can trust You. And you worship Him not just as a rescuer and Savior, but as the Lord of love. That's what the word Lord means. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for this incredible passage. We thank You for Your forgiveness and for rescuing us from sin. We thank You that You were born into this world so that You understand our situation. And You were born not just for other people, but for us. We thank You, Jesus, that You are the chosen one. And because You were chosen, we've been chosen by God too. And we thank You that You're the Lord. You're a leader that we can trust. We let You get the last word, and we believe it's the best for us because You're God, and even more than that, You're a God of incredible love. Please bless us, our families, our friends, our churches this Christmas. Bless our nation and our world that more and more people would call upon You as You really are, a Savior and a Lord. We ask this in Your incredible name. Amen.